You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
Last week was Pentecost Sunday, and we spoke about the Holy Spirit and the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit, and even Paul, how it affected his life, that everywhere he went, he would ask people, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you received the Holy Spirit? So I want to continue along those lines. This week, we had a meeting. We met up with some pastors, and again, they were talking about the Holy Spirit, and we were talking about wells. You know, wells speak of life. When you read the Old Testament, whenever they found a well, there was new life, there was establishment, there was settlement, there was instruction in righteousness. The Bible talks about the wells of salvation. You know, when we receive the Holy Spirit, it's new life. It's the first work of the Holy Spirit is to regenerate our spirit. Amen. So wells speak of encounter. And many people are facing challenges and difficulties, and things that used to work out is not working, and just frustrated. Am I talking to the right people? So I want to share something with you today that's going to help you. In your business, in your family, in your marriage, in your friendships, this is going to help you. Amen? Let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your word. For in your word there is light and life, O Lord. Let your people hear your voice upon my voice, O Lord, as I share. Touch and change hearts and open wells once again that rivers of living water can flow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. John 4 verse 10 says, Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, and who is he who says, drink of me, you would have said, give me a drink. Give me a drink. You would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. She said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. You know, when I read this, I can hear being a little bit of sarcasm in there. You say you want to draw water, but I've got the bucket. You say you're going to draw water, it's deep down there. How are you going to do this? She said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you? Who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle? Jesus answered and said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. Well, she's saying to him, this well here has brought blessing and life for generations. Jacob drank from this. His father Isaac drank from this. Abraham drank from this. After this, families drank from them. Their sons drank from this. The cattle drank from this. This brought life for generations. What living water are you talking about? He's saying to you, if you just know who's speaking to you right now, that's generational blessing. I'm talking about eternal blessing that I want to bring in your life. Life that comes from Christ Jesus himself. We're talking about longevity here. And this is what we want. This is what Jesus came to do. We often look at other people and want what they've got. We see the blessing that they've got and we want it. How are they doing it? Look at other people's wells and we desire that. And God says, I've got your own for you. I've got a well for you on the inside. Rivers of living water that will flow. When you get connected with God, there's new life. When you're in a desert, you can tap into this water. This is what you want. When you walk into a situation and there's no life, you can let this life flow. And then whatever you touch, God will bless because of this life that's flowing from here. This is what you want. Not looking into a situation and say, oh, this is a mess. This is dry. Coming in and being a solution. Anybody can criticize. Anybody can point the finger. But who are those that can solve the problem? Be a solution. Jesus said, I've placed the solution on the inside of you. He says, if you knew the gift, if you only knew who was here, you would stop asking the questions that you're asking about your situation. Turn to the person next to you, say, rivers of living water. Jacob's well served the purpose. Christ Jesus came to fulfill his purpose. Jesus Christ died on this earth, went to heaven so that the Holy Spirit could be poured out, so that there could be a well on the inside that can flow. When there's a well that's flowing, it doesn't matter what situation you find yourself in, you'll be able to survive, be able to bring life. Just think from a natural point of view. If there's 10 farms and nobody's got water, but there's one farm with a well that's full of water, where's the life going to be? Where the water is. You know what's the amazing thing about water? You cannot manufacture water. God is the only one who can make water. Water is a product of God. Amen? It's the first thing that people look for when they're in the desert, when they thirst, water, water. So let's look at what the Bible says about wells. Amen. Wells are a place of an encounter. Wells is a place where God gives us instruction in righteousness. Wells speaks of a place where God speaks to us, where God sees you. Go to Genesis chapter 26. If this Holy Spirit is going to work, and we want to experience the Holy Spirit on a Sunday, and we want our spirits to be lifted up, but you also need the Holy Spirit tomorrow when you walk into your business. When you get with the family members that are always fighting with you. The friends that are always quarreling with you. The situation that looks in total despair. You want to be able to go in there and know that that can change. That thing which is dry, which is hard, you want to be able to water it so there can be life. Amen? So look at this. I like this scripture. Genesis 26 verse 1. It says, there was a famine in the land, so it was dry. Besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. He's saying it was dry, and then suddenly it just got drier. Does that describe your life maybe in some area? It got tough and then it just got tougher. It was difficult and then it just became more difficult. It says, but these men were in covenant with God. Look at verse 12, what Isaac did. It's dry and it became drier. It was a famine and it was a second famine. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him, and the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and of a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. When God starts to bless you, people will look at you and envy you. When that happens, don't get arrogant. Amen? Walk in humility and sincerity. But the world will start to envy you. Let me just say this. When I read this, God blessing us is a process. God blessed the man. He started to prosper, started prospering and continued to prosper. Amen? So it's a process. But look here what happened. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and they had filled them with earth. Some of the translations said, filled them with dirt. Can I just say this? Some of the wells, our well is here, has been filled with dirt. That's why the water cannot flow anymore. Do you know what's dirt that blocks wells? Offense, bitterness, unforgiveness, sins, sexual sins. These things block our wells. The only thing that can separate you from God is sin. Amen. Let's go on. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than I, or than would we." Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Verse 19. Also Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found a well running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitnah. And they moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the Lord God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake." So he built an altar there, called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tents there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Let me just tell you something here, that when God gives you grace to do something unusual, I mean, to have the grace to dig a well and find water in a famine, I mean, to be successful in business when nobody is getting it right, you get it right. Don't be surprised when people come and say, "It's my water, I did it." Am I talking to the right people here? Sometimes you at work and you're working, you're putting in the effort, you've got the revelation, you're doing it, you're making it happen, and then somebody just comes and says, "No, it's my project, I did it." He said, "Fine, we all know that was my father's well that we just opened up that you now took. And you say, it's my well, my water." He just moved on. They first said, "It's ours, we did it." But they didn't have the grace to do it. The second time when they dug it, they were just fighting with him. He says, "I'm not here to fight. I'm not here to fight." Turn to the person next to you, say, "There's more than enough." Turn to the person on the other side, say, "There's more than enough." He moved on. The third time when he dug, they left him alone because they knew they didn't have the grace to do what they are doing. And Isaac said, "God has made room for us now. There can be peace." The Bible says in Proverbs 18, the Lord is the one that makes room for us. A man's gift will make room for him and bring him before kings. You know, even the world has got a term for this. They call them rainmakers. Have you ever heard of a rainmaker? They say, this person is a rainmaker. He can go anywhere and cause new life to come. He's a rainmaker. This is what God has done. He's made all of us rainmakers by putting his well, his life on the inside of us. This is why Isaac was not fighting with him. He says, "You cannot do this because this is covenant business. To sow in a famine and reap a hundredfold is covenant business. It's God that brings that kind of life. Man cannot do that." Amen? God doesn't want this to be on the outside. He placed this fountain on the inside. Amen? On the inside. Turn to the person next to you and say, "You've got no idea of the potential that's on the inside of you." You know what? All that we have to do is we have to tap into that fountain. We have to tap into that life and let it start to flow. Amen? Some of you had great ideas. Those wells have been blocked, filled with dirt. God's going to open it up so that it can flow again. Amen? Some relationships, has been filled with dirt, God's going to open it up so that it can flow again. Amen. So, how do I practically get this well to flow? I'd like to know. Amen. Would you like to know? He shared the secret here with us in verse 25. He says, so he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tents there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Can you see? Reached up, reached in, reached out. The first thing he did is he started to worship God. He started to magnify God. He started to exalt God. Family, listen to me. This is the highest level of faith, the highest level of worship is when you start thanking God for the wells that are full of water while the well is still empty. That's what Abraham did, giving thanks to God, calling the things that were not as though they were, saying, thank you, Lord, for this well that you have given me that the waters will flow. That's faith. Of all graces, faith honors God the most, but of all graces, God honors faith the most. So when God has spoken to you, start to give him thanks for that well. Amen? Start to give thanks. Start to give thanks. The second thing is he pitched his tents. He settled down. He said, I'm going to stay here now. All the previous times he just pitched the tent. But this time he first worshiped God. He first acknowledged God. He first honored God. So start thanking God. He settled and then he told the servants, okay, go dig. Go find the water. You know, the fact that you've got a well does not mean you've got water. Can I say this? Many times we go dig wells that are dry. Certain things that you engaged in, you think attending certain parties will bring life into your life. Meet, it's a dry well. Young people, sexual sins, dry well. Dig the right wells. Dig the right wells. Look here. While he's settling down, his servants are digging the wells. Guess what happens? Here Abimelech pitches up again and they want to come and see him. He's keeping peace with them. Turn to the person next to you, say, choose your battles wisely. Can I give you some advice? Only fight those battles that will affect your destiny. Isaac didn't fight with him. Here the Bible says in verse 36, then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzath, one of his friends, and Pichor, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to him, why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you? But they said to him, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. They actually came to him to make a covenant with him because they realized they could see the favor and the blessing of God and they wanted some of that. You are now blessed of the Lord, and they departed from there. He's having a meeting with them, and while he's having a meeting with them, God is fighting on his behalf, filling the wells with water. And the next minute, verse 32, it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they had dug and said to him, we have found water. Turn to the person next to you, say, there's new life. Family, when you find water, when you find salvation, everything in your life is about to change. Let me tell you something. A church is a well of living water. When you find a living church, stay there because it's going to change your life. Hagar, when she was kicked out, where did the angel find her? The angel found her next to a well. A well is a place where God meets with us. We have an encounter with God. A well brings transformation in our lives. When you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and that water to flow in you, everything is about to change. Amen. I read this verse in Numbers 21. I'm going to read from the Amplified, verse 6. It says, from there the Israelites went to Beer, the well of which the Lord had said to Moses, assemble the people together and I will give them water. Then Israel sang the song, "Spring up, O well. Let all sing to it." Yesterday, Pastor Marius, when we were sharing with the care pastors, meeting with the care pastors, and having some time together, he shared the scripture. And I said to him, "I've got the scripture in the sermon for tomorrow." Can you see when God gathered them together, what did they sing? They said, "Oh, well inside of me, spring up." Started singing it. "Oh well, this river start to flow." Sometimes put your hands on your belly and say, "Flow." Sing that song. Prophesy to that well and say, "Flow, flow, flow." If it's dry, start to prophesy and declare it. This is where God meets with us. Let that well flow. Amen. I said, Hagar, she met with the angel at the well. She says, "Here, God has seen me. God sees me." My wife preached a brilliant message on the God who sees, the God who sees you. She said, "No, no, God has noticed me." Can I tell you something? The rivers that's flowing out of you is the Holy Spirit who's made you righteous. These are righteous rivers flowing. And the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And His ears are attentive to their prayers. So the thing that positions you to attract God's favor is this river that God has placed on the inside of you. Amen. When Abraham sent his servant to go find a wife, where did he find her? At the well. A well speaks of divine timing, speaks about strategy, speaks about an encounter for God to take you from where you are to where God wants you to be. It's not something we have to go look out there. It's something that God has placed on the inside of us. Amen? God is the one who opens doors. God is the one who opens wells that no man can shut. Amen. So that it can just flow and flow and flow. The Bible here doesn't just say, "Oh, sing, well spring up." It says, "Speak to it. Sing to it." Can I tell you something? Sometimes you're going to have to speak and prophesy over that well. That business that God has given you, you're going to have to speak to it. That relationship, that marriage, you're going to have to speak to it. Am I talking to the right people here? Jesus came in the power of the Holy Spirit to allow us to have access to a fountain of life. Are you ready to allow it to flow? Turn to the person next to you and say, "You're going to have to prophesy over it." Family, you're going to have to start to speak to those wells and say, "Wells in my marriage that are dry, start to flow. Wells in my business that are dry, start to flow. Wells in relationships that are dry, start to flow. Wells in my relationship with God, start to flow." And start to prophesy and declare it. "Wells in relationship with my children, start to flow. Wells in my career, start to flow." Speak to it. You're going to have to take that step. Faith is not something that's passive. Those that walk by faith, you're going to have to take that step and start to speak. Declare it. Let that well spring up. If dirt or hurt or disappointment is blocking your well, clear it out. Clear it out. Bitterness, Lord, forgive me and forgive. And let the wells start to flow. Amen. I'm going to close with this. John 7, verse 38 says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters." Where is it flowing from? Your heart. Your heart. That's the well. Where does God communicate? Your heart. Here is where the rivers are flowing. When there's bitterness here, it's blocking the well. Look at what the AMPC says. "He who believes in me, who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water." This is what you want, that wherever you go, continuously this water is flowing. Wherever you are going, walking into a place and there's dry, bitter heart. These rivers are flowing and you are busy watering the whole time. And if the waters are not flowing, you speak, you say, flow, flow, Lord, increase this flow. And let it flow and flow and flow and flow and flow and flow. This is what God has placed on the inside of us. And Isaac said, I know the grace that God has given me. If you want to take this well, take it. Because that's not the river. The river is here. The river of life is here. If you find yourself in a dry place, there's a river on the inside that can water that dry place. Doesn't matter what area. If it's your business, then you go in there and you say, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon me and stir up these waters on the inside and let it start to flow. Let it start to flow. Let it start to flow. Let God fill you with his presence until it starts to overflow to others. Amen. That Holy Spirit on the inside of you, that river that's flowing will change any situation. The same anointing that killed the lion, killed the bear, killed Goliath and David's life. Amen? So this river that's flowing here, it helps in your marriage. It helps in your business. It helps you to worship. It helps you to counsel. It helps you to encourage. It's the same Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not just here for you on a Sunday to come and to worship and say, I feel God. But you should be aware of his presence, this river flowing, when you walk into your home, when you walk into your business, when you go visit family, when you go and deal with a difficult client. The Holy Spirit is there to help you. Amen? We start to dig wrong wells that are dry. You have a river here that will never run dry. Never run dry. Jeremiah warns the people, and he says, for my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. They've forsaken me. Get back to the living waters. And they've hewn for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, which cannot hold water. Can I tell you something? You this vessel that God is busy filling with glory. But when there's holes in your bucket, you know what's the holes in your bucket? That's sin. Sin that you know that's there, that you should deal with, that you don't want to. Those are the holes in your bucket that causes the water to flow out. That's Hebrews says, lay aside the sin that so easily ensnares you, the thing that slows you down, so that you can run the race that's set before you. Don't walk away from the fountain, run to the fountain. When your heart is dry and hard, run to the fountain, let him saturate your heart and let your heart become soft again. The well is where God speaks to us. The well is where we encounter God. The well is where he gives us instruction in righteousness. You have that river here on the inside. Wherever you go, go and water. Go and water, go and water, and bring hope to people. I'm closing with one last scripture from Isaiah. Amen. Isaiah 58 verse 11. Listen to this. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in a scorched places and give strength to your bones, and you will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Amen. Springs of water that does not fail are wells of revival. Amen. In every area of your life, a spring that does not fail, it's a well of revival, water that's flowing continuously, bringing life, bringing life, bringing life. Selah.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.